Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
I think what it says is that the White House just decided that it was untenable to defend a law that takes away the state's rights to define marriage as they see fit. I mean, I get the sense that they just decided that was a politically untenable, tactic to defend going down the road.
That's Carrie Ellivet, a Washington correspondent for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered publication called The Advocate, reacting to court papers filed Monday by the Obama administration. Justice Department lawyers agreed to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, at the same time arguing that DOMA discriminates against gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgendered persons. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about that with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse here for the first few minutes of this hour. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. It's Wednesday afternoon, the 19th of August. We'll spend the first segment talking to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, and then we'll talk about 12th century theologian and hymn writer. You know a couple of his hymns. Bernard of Clairvaux, remembered by the church on this day. Dr. Matt Phillips of Concordia University, Nebraska, will be our guest in the last half hour. Audio open lines. We'll pick up where we left off yesterday. We'll discuss the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and their plans, it appears to be their plans, to ordain openly gay and lesbian clergy. Audio open lines in the last half hour of the program. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Love and Economics and Smart Sex. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Does this seem like deja vu all over to you Californians? Your attorney general, I believe, Jerry Brown, doing a similar thing with Prop 8, kind of saying, I got to defend it, and I'm going to, but I don't want to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's deja vu all over again. I mean, what they're saying is, it's my job, it's my duty, it's my sworn official duty to defend the laws of this state, but I don't like this law, so I'm going to hold my nose and go through the motions of defending it, and I'm going to give such a lame defense that it's sure to lose. That is exactly what happened to Prop 8, and that's exactly what the Obama Justice Department is planning, and that's why the clip that you had at the top of the hour there that featured a woman saying that DOMA is untenable politically, that's why the gays and lesbians are in fact delighted that he's doing this. Basically, what he's decided, he hasn't decided that the public is demanding the repeal of DOMA. His base, his contributors, the people who put him in office, they are demanding that he abandon DOMA and that he strike down DOMA and that he do whatever he can to get rid of DOMA. And so that's why he's got this 1-2 punch. On one side, he's going to take steps to actually repeal it. On the other side, he's going to put up a very lame defense of it so that it gets knocked down in any case. So I'm not sure which is worse. You'd have to get a legal guy on here to say which is worse. But the fact of the matter is that the people of the United States, and particularly the people of your listening audience, who care about marriage and the definition of marriage, you need to get involved here politically to let President Obama know that he's going to pay a price if he throws away DOMA.
What does DOMA do?
Well, DOMA does a number of things. The first thing it does is that it makes sure that if your state has a constitutional amendment saying that marriage is between a man and a woman, that somebody can't march into your state and say, oh, hi, I have a marriage from Connecticut, you have to honor it. Because as soon as you do that, then that means all of the effort that people in the states went to in fact, define marriage for them in their states, all of that effort will be completely down the tubes. And so in the various states in our listening audience, I mean, there are 39 states, I believe, that have No, I take that back. There are 30 states that have defense of marriage amendments to their constitution. That's what I'm looking for. The states that think they're done, that they've amended their constitution, that at the highest level of analysis that's possible, they have done what they can to define marriage as a union of a man and a woman, that'll be completely down the tubes because somebody can march in and end it. That's the one thing that it means. The second big thing that it means is that it means all of the federal benefits accorded to marriage will be available to any gay and lesbian couple anywhere in the country, as far as I understand how that works. I think that's how it works. But those are the two big issues at stake, is federal benefits, number one, and number two, whether an individual state can, in fact, define marriage the way they want to. So your listeners who care about this issue, and I know many of your listeners do, this is a good time for you to get involved politically. You need to go to nationformarriage.org, which is the National Organization for Marriage website, and get signed up for 2 Million for Marriage, and do whatever Brian Brown tells you to do. And you can find Nation for Marriage by going through the Ruth Institute website. We're affiliated with them, of course, and so you can go to ruthinstitute.org, and down at the bottom of the page you can get connected to the National Organization for Marriage, too. But they're hopping mad about it, and there are people all across the country who are hopping mad about it. So you can get involved in this and do something to defend marriage.
Well, and neither of us are attorneys, but when I hear the advocates of overturning DOMA say, well, look, this thing restricts states' rights. We want states to be able to decide for themselves a definition of marriage.
Oh, please. That is the lamest thing since I don't know what. I mean, you know, honestly, they can't possibly be serious. Their strategy all along has been to go state by state to try to get same-sex marriage put into place, and then go from the states that allow it into the states that don't to have the courts impose the definition of marriage. And that has been their strategy all along. They know perfectly well that any time the voters of a state are allowed to vote on the subject, the voters prefer man-woman marriage. You know, that's just the way it is. And the states that have, in fact, marriage, that have same-sex marriage, it has been either imposed by the judiciary, as in most cases, or in the states where it's done by state legislature, those are states where it's very hard for the citizens to have initiative or overturn acts of the legislature. And so what you're going to see, if you don't do anything about DOMA, what you'd be left with would be states where the voters can get involved easily and directly in the political process. In those states, you would have traditional, natural man-woman marriage. And in states where the voters can't get anywhere near the political process, those are the states where you're going to have judicially imposed or legislatively imposed same-sex marriage. And that's exactly, if you look at the constitutions of the states where this is going on, that's exactly what the pattern is, Todd.
I have been profoundly impressed, I mean, not happily, but profoundly impressed with the ability, the cunning, if you will, political cunning of those who are advocating for the overturn of DOMA and the progression of same-sex marriage state by state. They've been very clever, very well-funded, and politically as savvy as one could possibly be. Give us a little lesson, if you could, in your interaction there in California, dealing on this issue with those who wanted gay marriage in that state.
Well, California is a little bit of a different situation, because California is a state where we actually have a very strong gay and lesbian political movement. Okay, I mean, California, you could say, is kind of ground zero of the gay rights movement as a political movement. And in fact, there's a gay and lesbian caucus in the state. In Sacramento, you know, and most states don't have that, I don't think. And so what's different about California, there are a lot of different gay rights groups that have been working in various ways to make things happen. Well, the interesting thing about that is right now they are a mess. They are at loggerheads with one another. They can't figure out what they're going to do next. They were completely flummoxed by the fact that the voters overturned them. They just went coasting into the 2008 election, assured of the rightness of their cause, and that they were certainly going to win. Well, now they can't figure out what they're going to do next, and so they're quarreling about whether they're going to put something on the ballot in 2010 or 2012 or just what they're going to do. So they're not the – what happened in California is, in fact, quite different from what's going on now, Todd. What's going on now is you have some very well-organized people going into states where there isn't a very big indigenous gay rights movement, where there isn't anybody to, you know, that they have to, they don't have any cats they have to herd. You know, they can basically boss people around with a bunch of money that they come in with. And it's pretty much coming from a handful of very wealthy gay men who have a very well-crafted political strategy, and the man's name is Tim Gill, based in Colorado. He's the person who is responsible for turning Colorado from a red state to a blue state, and his money is going has been going into the New England states to try to get same-sex marriage imposed in the states of New England. And those are little tiny states. He can buy a state legislature at a pretty reasonable cost, and that's exactly what he did in those little states. But he's got a surprise coming, because the voters of Maine are going to, they have in Maine the opportunity to have a citizen's veto of same-sex marriage, and they're going to do it. They've got the signatures on the ballot, and that's going to happen.
Okay, I got a quick question for you before we wrap it up, and probably only 30 seconds. Your best piece of advice dealing with those kind of tactics, what did you learn by way of advocating for traditional marriage in the battle in California?
There are more of us than there are of them. And so if everybody votes the way their heart tells them to vote, the way their conscience tells them to vote, traditional natural marriage will prevail. That's a fact. And so everybody needs to do what they can do, and that's true of this battle over DOMA as well. At the national level, it's very important that people go to nationformarriage.org, that they go to theruthinstitute.org, and get yourself on the newsletters, get yourself signed up for activist information, and do what you can do to preserve traditional marriage. If everybody does what they can do, we can prevail, because there's a whole lot more of us than there are of them. And that's just the simple, plain fact.
Folks, you'll find a link to Jennifer Roback Morse and the Ruth Institute under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, we'll talk with Dr. Matt Phillips about the 12th century theologian and hymn writer Bernard of Clairvaux. Stay tuned. Here's your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Email 10 friends the latest Issues Etc. YouTube video, and we'll register you to win a gift certificate from Concordia Publishing House. We'll announce the winner on August 28th. Just go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, copy and paste the video's embed code into an email, send it to 10 friends, relatives, or fellow parishioners. Be sure to send a carbon of your email with your name and address to talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell 10 friends about Issues Etc. and tune in on Friday, August the 28th to find out if you're the winner of a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Go to issuesetc.org, click promote, and send the Issues Etc. YouTube video to your friends.
No consultants necessary. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out. Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.